Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on George Jackson. Address is 18 Betsy, B-E-T-S-E-Y, Way, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-519-4358. ID is XXX9134, date of birth is 9/11/1954, 68-year-old, self-employed, certified public accountant, insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS-Forest, 530-894-5112. It is addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R-M-D, 1645 Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926-3367. Her phone is 530-896-0386. Fax is 530-896-0389. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with personal concerns of risk factors for degenerative dementia. Dear Dr. Archer, thank you for referring Mr. George Jackson, quite personable, relatively young-appearing gentleman who, at his age of 68, is still working as a CPA. New paragraph. George reports that he is concerned about his risk factors for degenerative dementia with a family history of Alzheimer's disease in his father. New paragraph. His general neurological examination today appeared to be within broad limits of normal. New paragraph. Your comprehensive notes and laboratory findings were highly valuable. New paragraph. He has findings of treated type 2 diabetes on a number of medications. Including, list these vertically, citalopram 20 milligrams, metformin 500 milligrams, two tablets twice a day. Glipizide 5 milligrams oral tablets, extended release, one tablet morning before breakfast. ProAir HFA 90 micrograms per actuation, 1 to 2 puffs, up to every 4 hours PRN. Levemir Flex Touch U100 insulin, subcutaneous pen injection 10 to 15 units twice a day instead of Lantus. Sildenafil 100 milligram oral tablets once daily as needed, 1 hour before anticipated sexual activity. New paragraph, simvastatin 20 milligrams oral daily. Ondansetron 4 milligram tablets, disintegrating, 1 to 2 tablets on tongue. Q6 hours for nausea or vomiting control. Famotidine 20 milligrams oral tablets, one tablet by mouth twice a day. Semaglutide 7 milligram oral tablet, once daily in the morning, 30 minutes before food. New paragraph. Alcohol and drug screening is negative. Nutritional supplements, multiple vitamin B12, 2,500 micrograms AM and PM, Juice Plus daily, CHOQ supplement daily. Past medical history, diabetes, dyslipidemia, and psychiatric care. Systematic review of systems lists these vertically: heartburn and indigestion, history of kidney stone, psychological counseling, no history of exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse, remain sexually active with satisfactory life, completed vasectomy, dermatological hives, height 6 feet, weight 170 pounds, nocturia 2 to 3 times a night, new paragraph, personal and family health history, born September 11, 1954, 68 years old, right-handed, father deceased, age 86, colon cancer, mother deceased, age 82, diabetes and dementia. Six siblings, currently alive, ages 61 to 74. 2 cancer survivors, 2 in good, 3 in good, 4 in good health. Current wife, age 66, back problems. 3 children. 1 son, 2 daughters, ages 28 through 38, 1 cancer survivor, others in good health. New paragraph, family history, positive for cancer in his father and 2 sisters, diabetes in his mother, heart disease in his mother, hypertension in his mother, tuberculosis in his father, no family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education. He completed 4 years of college in 1977. New paragraph. Social history and health habits. He is married. He reports drinking, quote, moderately, unquote, 1 to 2 beverages per week. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no children at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns, stress. 6 months of work loss during the otherwise working full-time as a CPA, serious illnesses and injuries. No history of, he gives a history of fractures, but no history of concussions or loss of consciousness. He has healed from a serious motor vehicle accident on May 31st, 2009, with multiple lower and upper extremity fractures, but no head injury. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. Blood transfusions were accomplished in May of 2009. Reverse shoulder replacement, 2020. Good outcome. Broken femur from a fall with repair, 2022. Healing. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports some disequilibrium. New paragraph, head. He denied neuralgia. He has intermittent headaches in the front of his head caused by reduced sleep or exhaustion, improved with rest. No history of loss of consciousness or blackouts or similar family history. Neck. No symptoms reported, upper back and arms, no symptoms reported, middle back. No symptoms reported, lower back, no symptoms reported, shoulders, no symptoms reported, elbows, no symptoms reported, wrists. No symptoms reported, hips, reported recovering from a broken femur on the right, ankles. Paresthesias in the right ankle. A short pain, not prolonged or severe, associated with tingling, improved when he stays off his feet without weakness. New paragraph. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. He denies a history of diplopia, problems with the smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. He denies serious loss of neuromuscular skeletal strength, but he is not as strong as he was before his motorcycle accident. New paragraph. Sensory examination. Sensory. See above. New paragraph. He denies a history of any tremor or unusual stiffness. New paragraph. He denies difficulty with his ambulation or a tendency to fall other than difficulties that he's experienced in the recovery process with therapy from his right femur fracture. New paragraph. New paragraph, mental. He denies having mental problems, serious loss of memory, difficulties with lightheadedness, loss of consciousness, or other unusual memory symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Mr. Jackson is a well-developed, well-nourished, late middle-aged, right-handed man who is alert, orient, pleasant, and in no distress. His immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is attention, concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 today by observation are within normal limits. His motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities without evidence of tremor-inducible stiffness. Sensory examination was deferred. His deep tendon reflex is deferred. New paragraph, ambulatory examination, fluid and non-ataxic. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal examination demonstrates no tremor at rest with intention or movement or difficulty with his handwriting. He rises from a low chair without difficulty or ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. George Jackson presents with a clinical history and familial history suspicious for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, recommendations. In consideration of his concerns, I am going to order the following. Number one, we will make arrangements to complete a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study for evaluation and exclusion of any features of cerebral ischemia or degeneration. New paragraph, he will complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for further assessment in follow-up and consideration for further testing. New paragraph, laboratory studies for dementia-related risk factors have been provided today for his evaluation and further recommendations. New paragraph, I'm scheduling him for a follow-up with the results of his testing. New paragraph, it was a pleasure to see this gentleman and his wife today. Hopefully, we will have a good findings in his evaluation determination with appropriate recommendations to minimize the risk factors, any risk factors for progression or the development of cerebral degeneration. Must sign respectfully with my professional signature.